VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
It's Election Day 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, are you praying today and are you voting today? It is so critical as this is a day that's going to determine, certainly, we're at the crossroads of the nation. What direction are we going to go? As are we going to continue in even a capitalist society, or are we going to go toward the pathway of socialism? Are we going to stand up for the innocent human life and the sanctity of human life, or are we going to sanction the taking of life in the womb? Are we going to hold to values as to what it means to be male and female, or will we go the direction that says you can change your gender and boys who wish to identify as girls would have access to the locker room and showers and restrooms and sports teams of girls? That's really where we are as a nation. It's one of two decisions in this regard. We'll have several observations here today. We'll be giving you opportunity to call in as well. But President Trump, just a whirlwind number of rallies that he's been holding around the nation, 4 to 5 rallies in a day taking place, and just globetrotting across the country. Joe Biden has in essence really camped out in the state of Pennsylvania, holding a number of rallies there. Fox News reporting that a confident but cautious Joe Biden says he feels good, but it ain't over till it's over. He was speaking with volunteers this morning on a Get Out the Vote gathering in Scranton. That's where he was born. That's Pennsylvania. Telling supporters he's optimistic about winning the election, but he's got to run the tape, he said. Well, what's also interesting is that in one of his rallies here to Pennsylvania, who did he take with him? None other than anti-fracking activist Lady Gaga, very much against fracking, and took her on the tour to Pennsylvania to a rally there. President Trump tweeted out, and this is a direct quote, not my words, but his, "Just learned that sleepy Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania with Lady Gaga, a proud member of Artists Against Fracking," Trump wrote. "This is more proof that he would ban fracking and skyrocket your energy prices." Very interesting that he chose to take Lady Gaga with him on that particular tour. Also from Pamela Geller, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is promoting an endorsement from a leading Muslim American anti-Israel group funded by liberal billionaire George Soros, MGage. The anti-Semite group consists of Muslim leaders who have accused Jews of dual loyalty to America, defended terrorist groups, and even collaborated with Muslim Brotherhood-affiliated organizations, has given their endorsement to Joe Biden. Very interesting comment from Maxine Waters, who said that it is unconscionable, absolutely unconscionable, that a black American would vote for President Donald Trump. She warned, she was on a radio interview with host Joe Madison on the Sirius XM program. Here's what she had to say.
I mean, I don't even know where any blacks would be coming from that would be voting for Trump. It just hurts me so bad to see blacks talking about supporting Trump. I don't know why they would be doing it. I don't know what's on their minds, but if we don't turn out this vote and turn it out huge, this man could end up winning again.
And later she said this.
He's a racist. And for those black young men who think somehow they can align themselves with Trump, not only are they terribly mistaken, any of them showing their face, I will never, ever forgive them for undermining the possibility to help their own people and their own communities. It is absolutely unconscionable. It is shameful.
She said, "I will never, ever forgive blacks who vote for Trump." Maxine Waters, again, that was with radio host Joe Madison on his Sirius XM program. Very interesting, because Joe Biden himself has said, hey, you ain't black if you not vote for me. President Donald Trump wrote April 30th a column here, an op-ed for the Dallas Weekly. He said, "As your president, I've done more for the black community than Democrats like Joe Biden have done in 47 years, and we're planning to do more. As part of our efforts, we've unveiled my second term agenda called the Platinum Plan for Black Economic Empowerment to ensure even more black Americans have the opportunity to succeed over the next 4 years. The plan is built around the pillars of opportunity, security, prosperity, and fairness. I've committed to adding 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses and increasing access to capital and black communities by almost $500 billion to create an era of new prosperity and to finally close the wealth gap, he said. He went on to say that the unemployment and poverty rates for black Americans hit record lows just before we were attacked by the China virus. He said, my administration is helping to stop illegal immigration, which hurts black communities, protects school choice, giving parents more options to access better schools for their children. This is something that many blacks have stood for, but is denied by the Democratic Party. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, President Trump joined him to help create these opportunity zones, programs established through the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And then he says, when it comes to historically black colleges and universities, it was my honor to be the first sitting president to invite all HBCU leaders to the White House and to address their conference and permanently fund these schools through the Future Act. And also saying he was proud to pass landmark criminal justice reform to undo the damage of mass incarceration. Well, last night, Vice President Mike Pence spoke before the president did in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And at a campaign last night, he encouraged Americans to pray and quoted scripture ahead of this election taking place today.
And finally, this is just from me and from my family. As I've traveled around this country the last 4 years, I've become convinced that this is a freedom-loving nation. And this is a nation of faith. And so if you're inclined, like the Pences are, to bow the head and bend the knee at your house, from time to time, I'd encourage you to do that the next day. I mean, and when you pray, pray with confidence. In these challenging times where it seems like there's more that divides us than any time in my lifetime, we ought to claim those ancient words that have seen Americans through much more challenging times than we could possibly imagine. The words of an ancient promise that say, if his people who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray and turn, that he'll do like he's always done in the long and storied history of this great nation. He'll hear from heaven and he'll heal this land. This one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So pray for America. Pray for all the American people. It'll make a difference.
That was Vice President Mike Pence last evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Charlotte Pence Bond, she's an author. She's a daughter of Vice President Mike Pence and the second lady. She gave quite a message about the election and the importance of following God amidst the political and social unrest. And here's what she had to say. She said, I want to encourage you. And she spoke this earlier today. I want to encourage you, if you're nervous today on election day, just remember that God has a plan for us. Regardless of the results of elections, we respect the person who God has placed in authority. She urged people to pray for people in positions of power, also called people to seek God in their own lives. And then she said this, be ready for whatever God is calling you to do. Well, friends, as Pennsylvania has become a key state, a battleground state here in this election, an article that appeared on Fox News is asking, could the 2020 election come down to just one county? As the president, as well as the former vice president, going through the state of Pennsylvania, and the important county that they are watching is Erie County, Pennsylvania. And this is a statement from the Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said, Erie, whoever wins Erie is going to carry the state. The reason Erie will be so indicative of the preference of Pennsylvania voters as a whole is that it's a microcosm of the broader state. Contains urban, suburban, rural areas, college towns, manufacturing segments, and a blue-collar population. Interesting story coming out today from Western Journal. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden plans to take control of the narrative quickly if he is declared the winner of his contest with President Donald Trump, according to a new report. Biden's advisors believe that in the contested 2000 election, Democrat Al Gore was not aggressive enough in countering former President George W. Bush's claims of victory, according to Axios. The Biden campaign indicated it plans to tune out anything Trump says, jump at any announcement from a news organization that the Democratic nominee has won, and assume that whatever data it has is correct. Biden will address the nation on election night in Wilmington, Delaware, his campaign said. His campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon, said that if all the votes have not been counted Tuesday night, the campaign will likely have a very good sense of where they're headed. "We're not really concerned about what Donald Trump says," O'Malley Dillon said. "We're going to use our data, our understanding of where this is headed, and make sure that the vice president is addressing the American people." Trump indicated there will be probably legal challenges to the voting. Biden also amassed a legal term, a team that is, to duke it out in court after the polls close. According to Axios, if Biden believes he has won, he will start making transition announcements. Biden also has a stack of executive orders waiting to undo President Trump's work and has plans to put his people in place throughout the vast federal bureaucracy. Axios reported that Biden will not embrace the full progressive playbook, unlikely to immediately call for adding justices to the Supreme Court or to seek to eliminate the Senate's filibuster rule. The extent to which Biden can move quickly will also be determined by the various Senate races. Republicans currently hold a 53-47 Senate majority. Democrats control the House. However, some advise that when the voting is over, the real battle is just beginning. From WND.com, if Joe Biden is elected president and the Democrats retake the Senate, a wave of liberal programs drawn by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to launch, says Hillary Clinton. "I think we're going to have to move quickly," she said, "and one of the areas we'll have to move quickly is on the courts. We're going to have to move quickly on everything, election reform, climate change, COVID relief, expanding health care, everything that we care about. Folks, it will be a ride like we have never seen before here in these United States." Matter of fact, progressives are pushing that if Biden win, they want Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders to be sitting in cabinet-level positions, sitting as secretaries of their areas, and one that is being pushed for Elizabeth Warren is for to be named Secretary of the Treasury, and for Sanders, Department of Labor Secretary. By the way, in all of this, AOC, she is the current youngest representative in the legislative branch, and she may be looking at even higher office. She had an interview with Vanity Fair, and she said, quote, "I don't see myself really staying where I'm at for the rest of my life." She says she would simply imply seeking congressional leadership position or moving beyond the House of Representatives. Well, Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, surrogate for Joe Biden's campaign, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday that if the Democrat nominee wins, a nationwide coronavirus lockdown would be on the table. We're going to have some more election thoughts right after this break. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network. Stay with us. Back in just a minute.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are evolutionists still looking for the missing link?
Actually, Chris, missing links are everywhere in the fossil record. Now, evolutionists say that all animals came from a common ancestor. Yet these ancestors are missing, and the links between any two basic categories are missing. Missing links are still missing. Evolutionists used to admit that the missing links were a problem, but now they seem just to have stopped talking about them. They now propose the concept of punctuated equilibrium, which says that evolution went in spurts in the past. It went so fast that it left no transitional forms. I think the missing links will forever be missing because they never existed. God created each basic category as that category. They may have adapted to different conditions, but the basic categories got here separately. They were created back in Genesis.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
Indeed, it's Election Day 2020, and friends, we're going to ask you again, are you praying today? Are you praying regarding this election? And have you cast your vote? Have you voted yet in this election? So critical. Some places it's looking like razor-thin margins, according to some analysts in all of this. Others are talking, oh, it's going to be a walkaway. Well, friends, what matters is who goes to the polls and vote. We see the polls that have been all across the board, accusations of polling in heavily Democratic areas compared to a uniform process in conducting polls. I don't have all the answers, but I do know this, that whoever has the most votes is going to win. And the question is, have you gone to the polls and cast your vote? By the way, I found this very interesting from The Blaze that Hillary Clinton's still fuming about losing the presidency 4 years ago. She made a recent appearance on Kara Swisher's New York Times opinion podcast, Sway, and the former Secretary of State said she was born to be president, and that she said it makes her literally sick to her stomach to think of another Trump win. Also, this climate power 2020, and again, there are those who are trying to focus that the most existential threat to the United States is climate change. And we have this climate power 2020 analysis found nearly two dozen instances where 2020 general election voters have been adversely impacted by climate change, from passing out because of record-breaking heat to being displaced by wildfires or having polling places closed because of supercharged hurricanes and history-making snowstorms, early snowstorms. The climate crisis is having serious impacts on voters in battleground states. Folks, if there is a change in the White House as to the administrator, let me just say this. There is going to be a huge push for getting back with the Paris Climate Accord and putting in the Green New Deal, of which the Biden campaign said this is part of the framework for his environmental policy. Human rights campaign, activists, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender organization just really have been pushing out ads, new ads, urgency ads to get out and vote. We have seen the same also coming from Islamic organizations, the Hamas Care Council on American Islamic Relations. They're urging all American Muslims turn out and vote today if they have not already done so, working hard to protect and empower Muslim voters with critical resources here today as well. We have seen the works of activist pro-death groups, abortion-related groups, pushing their people to get out and vote. Will those who name the name of Christ get out and vote? Will those who believe in the sanctity of human life get out and vote today? Taking a look also from Pamela Geller, she said the media is going to extraordinary lengths to silence and censor daily reports of mail-in voting malfeasance. And mentioned that a woman in South Los Angeles told local media she found voter ballots on the ground at a Bank of America drive-thru. She said, I guess people were just driving over them and ignoring them. And she picked some of those up. It's unclear, she said, who discarded them and why. We also found a voter fraud scheme going on in the state of Florida, according to an article from Bronson Stocking at townhall.com, where local authorities unfoiled a plot to register more than 50 people as Democrat voters in Broward County, Florida. And guess what? Uncovered that some of the people that were being registered had already deceased. Daily Signal also reporting Shutdown DC, a progressive group that says it uses strategic direct action to advance justice and hold officials accountable, is targeting at least 27 conservative organizations in the DC metro area as for Election Day. An interactive map from Shutdown DC lists as Trump boosters a range of organizations in order to shut them down. Matter of fact, they've got three phases: assembling on November 3rd at Black Lives Matter Plaza, taking action in the streets November 4th, 5, 6, and 7, targeting members of Congress when they return to Washington on November 8th. Shutdown DC anticipates that 10,000 protesters from a motley assortment of affinity groups will converge at Black Lives Matter Plaza to engage in civil resistance if President Trump tries to, quote, steal the election. Mass disruptions are planned at train stations and airports and highways and residential neighborhoods for at least the first full week after Election Day. We're going to keep, this is very interesting, we'll keep it going until Trump concedes, said Shutdown D.C., threatening an outline of a no-more-business-as-usual blockade across the country. We could be in the streets throughout the fall and into the winter. Todd Starnes writes that major cities across the U.S. are taking steps to limit property damage after the outcome of the election by boarding up storefronts, refusing vacation requests for police, and keeping the National Guard prepared to be deployed. Cities across the U.S. continue to be targeted by looters and rioters that have caused widespread destruction in the name of social justice. The Hill reported that a YouGov poll showed 56% of voters believe that there would be an increase in violence following the election. Daily Signal reporting that a number of rallies, National Park Service has received requests for permits to hold demonstrations in D.C. The permit for the largest gathering submitted by Shutdown D.C. for some 10,000 participants. Lots of issues that are going on. Oh, let me mention this, too. Never More Bias TV has blasted President Trump with 92% of negative coverage, reports newsbusters.org, 66% positive for Biden. So 92% negative news coverage from the networks toward President Trump, 66% positive for Joe Biden. I also found this interesting as well from the International Marxist Tendency Madison Branch. They sent along yesterday an event announcement, an announcement for an event they have entitled Overthrow Capitalism Guide to Revolution, being held November 15th. As the crisis of capitalism is mounting, deep ruptures and mass uprisings become inevitable. What is necessary to use these events to transform society? What is a revolution? Particularly, what does it mean for the working class to take control of the state and the means of production and take society in our own hands? Folks, this Marxist plan to overthrow capitalism, a guide to revolution, being held coming up on November the 15th. Let me just mention this as well, that you have to also look down ballot as to matters that are going on. Yes, the presidency is critically important. That person who takes the White House is going to be one who is going to appoint the next set of judges on the U.S. Supreme Court and the appellate courts and the federal judiciary across the country. This is also an individual who is going to appoint every cabinet-level positions. What policies will be coming forth from the Department of Energy? What policies will come from the Department of Education? What policies will come from the Department of Defense, who under the previous administration talked about global climate change as being our greatest threat as a military? These are all positions that will be determined. Who is going to be the next attorney general? Who is, and on the list goes. So it is more than just who lives in the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, but we think about every level of government and how it impacts our lives every single day. In addition to that, voters in some 32 states deciding 120 statewide ballot measures. We understand 18 measures in 14 states concerning election policy like campaign finance, election dates, election systems, redistricting, suffrage, term limits. Voters in 12 states voting on 19 ballot measures addressing tax-related policies. Marijuana is on the ballot in a number of states. 4 states on recreational marijuana legalization. 2 states voting on medical marijuana. I mean, we've got states like Montana, New Jersey, South Dakota talking about legalizing recreational marijuana. South Dakota, Mississippi also on voting on recreational and also voting on the medical marijuana. More than 100 statewide measures are on ballots in 32 states. The most restrictive abortion measure, according to Baptist Press here, on the ballot is Louisiana Amendment 1 that asks voters to protect human life by proclaiming nothing in present Constitution shall be construed to secure or protect a right to abortion or to require the funding of abortion. Colorado Proposition 115 would ban abortions past 22 weeks. Churches in Alabama's Franklin and Lauderdale counties are asking voters to approve constitutional amendments that would allow individuals to stand their ground and use deadly force to defend themselves or others in their church. Montana's ballot has a measure to limit local government authority to regulate firearms. Mississippi voters deciding whether to replace the state flag with a design that does not include the Confederate battle symbol. Alabama Amendment 4 asks voters to authorize constitutional revisions, including the removal of unenforceable language that mandates separate schools for white and colored. And that's exact words. Measures in Nebraska, Utah would remove from the state constitution slavery as an acceptable punishment for crime. Nevada is asking voters to amend the state constitution to recognize homosexual marriage. Utah Constitutional Amendment A would remove gender-specific language from the state constitution. We mentioned marijuana issues. In Oregon, they have a measure there, Measure 109, that would permit licensed service providers to administer psychedelic mushrooms to individuals 21 years of age or older. There's also gambling measures on the ballot in Colorado, Maryland, Nebraska, and in some places of South Dakota. Other measures of note include stem cell research in California, payday lending in Nebraska, sex education in Washington State, and on the list goes. Friends, this is a critical election. I'd like to open our phone lines here today just to get your thoughts on this election day. Tell us what's on your heart today. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Oh, I so appreciate what Mike Pence had to say, Vice President Pence, last night in Grand Rapids when he said this, that at the Pence household, we bow the head and bend the knee. And I trust that you are taking time in prayer. You have been leading up to this election, or spending time today in prayer as well, casting your vote today on so many critical issues that are impacting our United States. It is the presidency and all the cabinet level positions. It is every House seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. It is 1/3 of the U.S. Senate. Some of you are voting on governor's races across this nation here as well. Others on state legislative, state legislature, your Senate seats in your own state and your assembly or house seats as well. So there's much at stake. We mentioned all of these many ballot issues that are cropping up across the country as well. So we'd like to hear what's on your heart this election day. Again, our number here at Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Let's begin in Glasgow, Kentucky. And Eddie, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Brother Jim, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate the information you provided. And just listening to it, if Joe Biden was to win, and God help us if he does, it sounds like we would have government gone wild. I can't stomach the thought of having a government that doesn't represent the people of the country. God help us. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for your call here today, Eddie. Our number, 800-733-9829. Joplin, Missouri. Gary, you're on the air.
My call. I voted today, and I just pray that every Christian will get out and vote, because it is a godly duty, and they need to consider what the Bible says about our nation as how they vote and who they vote for. And I think that as Christians, it's our duty to keep this one nation under God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gary, for your call. I view it as being a stewardship, that we've got the stewardship of a vote that's been given to us, and we ought not to squander that stewardship.
Amen.
Thank you, Gary. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. We'll pick up more of your calls following the break here on the VCY America Network.
Increasingly, we are hearing a rallying cry for socialism in our society. Free healthcare, free education, free food, free everything. Some are fanning the flames by encouraging mobs to change our government, our constitution, and our way of life. Do we really want to go the way of Russia? Of communist China? Cuba? Venezuela? Is socialism a wonderful utopia? Or is it a totalitarian nightmare? Will everything be free? Or will deep state bureaucrats decide who gets what? These are critical issues presented in the book, Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. Author Bill Federer tracks the origins of socialism and reveals how the deep state capitalizes on crises to consolidate control. The book, Socialism, is available from VCY for your donation of $18 or more when you call 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Bill Federer writes a column daily with the American Minute, and in today's he spoke of the Congregational minister, Reverend Thomas Hooker, and his church, who fled from Puritan Massachusetts. They found Hartford, Connecticut. His church members asked him to preach a sermon on how they should set up their government. And so Reverend Hooker preached a sermon explaining Deuteronomy 1:13, "Choose you, wise men, and understanding, and known among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you, captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, fifties, tens." And then Reverend Hooker continued. He said, "The choice of public magistrates belongs unto the people by God's own allowance. The privilege of election belongs to the people according to the blessed will and law of God." It's election 2020 today, and going right back to the phone lines, let's go to Fort Myers, Florida. Vincent, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that God is in control, and this is I've been praying, and this is an awesome time for us as Christians. My last thing I want to say is I'm a black man, and I can care less what demonic Mrs. Maxine Waters has to say. I'm praying and asking God to stay away from the polls if you're going to vote for Biden, and to come out in droves, whichever the word is, for Donald J. Trump. And I'm praying and asking for God to bless us, that our eyes are open. Lord bless y'all, and thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Vincent, for your call today. Christopher, Minneapolis, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, I would just like to say that as Christians, you know, we are to be as wise as serpents, as gentle as doves. And in this time, we have to really just be a bright light. No matter what political party, we have to do what's right, which we are the people on this planet that have the certain convictions that only God can give. And so, of course, we're going to vote for the candidate that has our convictions at heart. But we just have to really love our neighbors, and we have to get into the Word and get into worship and just do the best that we can as Christians to help just a fallen world. This is a sinner's world, and really we're the only chance just to bring a light and bring love to people.
And, Christopher, you just highlight that twofold responsibility that believers in Christ have, and that is to be light and to be salt. And it's not one or the other, it is both.
Yep, absolutely. So I just wanted to say that, and just thank you guys for having this program and just speaking the truth like you do. So,
thank you, Christopher. You. Thanks for the call.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Gary in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks a lot for VCY America. We need you more than ever, whether we win or lose. We had two propositions in Arizona that you mentioned a whole slew of, and one was 207 here that would allow anyone 21 years of age or older to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, and they would be assessed a 16% excise tax on the sale of such. 208 is one where they want to assess anybody making $250,000 or more to pay an additional tax for the funding of these rotten schools. Mm. Those two, we've got to hope they go down in flames in this, but don't count on it, because Arizona's a transient state, and we are hanging on as a conservative state by a thread. Mm. If McSally loses, we'll have 10 years of two of the most worthless senators ever elected. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, for your thoughts. Let's go to Callie in New Lexington, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to share this prayer that was written by Peter Marshall. It's called Before an Election. Lord Jesus, we ask thee to guide the people of this nation as they exercise their dearly bought privilege of franchise. May it neither be ignored unthinkingly or untaken lightly. as citizens all over this land, go to the ballot box, give them a sense of high privilege and joyous responsibility. Help those who are about to be elected to public office to come to understand the real source of their mandate, a mandate given by no party machine, received at no polling booth, but given by God, a mandate to represent God and truth at the heart of the nation, a mandate to do good in the name of Him under whom this country was established. We ask Thee to lead the country in the path where Thou would have her walk, to do the task which Thou has laid before her, so that we may together seek happiness for all our citizens in the name of Him who created us equal in His sight and therefore brothers. Hmm. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. That's he's the former Senate chaplain, Peter Marshall.
That is correct. Hmm.
Thank you for calling today, Callie.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Pensacola, Florida. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that I've been to several of President Trump's rallies, and they are very, very encouraging, very, very good. And he has really grown as a president. He's really done well. And I just want to encourage anyone to just pray with me that God will just tear down the enemies that are against him and make this election known tonight, that we will know tonight that President Trump will continue on another 4 years.
Thank you,
Julie. That's all I had to say.
Appreciate your thoughts today. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829 for you to share what's on your heart this Election Day 2020. Boston, yes. Wisconsin, we have Mason calling in. Mason, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air, Mason.
Yes. I wanted to say, sir, that I've been a Christian since I was 5 years old and I'm 66. And, you know, God forbid, I pray, that Biden doesn't become president. But if he does, us Christians cannot act animalistically like sometimes the Democrats have done the past 4 years. We have to succumb to God's will if this happens. But in the meantime, continue to pray that that doesn't happen. We have to be outstanding in whatever the outcome is. It's frightening.
God is still in control. Thank you, Mason.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to West Dallas, Wisconsin. Brad, good afternoon.
Hey, Brother Jim. I just want to remind everybody about the importance of confessing your sins and praying hard. Yeah. Because, I'll just go back in time. My dad was in World War II. He served in the Navy. And that generation of his is generally known as the greatest generation. But let's remember, the generation before them brought them up through the Depression, and they were fighting that war on their knees, backing up their sons. So we need to pray hard and pray often.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Let's go to Kevin, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. I'm glad it's Election Day, and I'm so glad that Donald Trump is pro-life, but one question I do have for you, if you can answer it, do you think that Donald Trump is against this LGBTQ right agenda?
Well, against the Equality Act, I have not seen any support from his administration for the Equality Act, which really strikes at the heart of religious liberty across this land. It was the Equality Act is going to impact every single church. I would not agree with President Trump on some positions that he has taken on certain issues, but yeah. I have not seen any advancement from his administration for the Equality Act. As a matter of fact, one of the actions that he took after becoming president was to stop this Education Department directive that went down to schools that was telling schools that if you want any funding from the, you know, federal funding, government funding, that you have to allow boys who wish to identify as girls into girls girls' restrooms, locker room, showers to participate on sports teams. And President Trump said, no, that goes too far here. We're not going to do that. But the Equality Act would force that very thing. President Trump also is one who stopped the issue of the transgenderism in the military aspect, active duty lines there as well. So we've seen positions that he has taken in that regard that run totally contrary to what the Equality Act would bring.
Okay, well, thank you, Jim. I think I got the information I need.
Great. And again, Kevin, I'd say I would not agree with all policies with him on this particular issue, but I do see that there is, even in this issue, there's a stark difference between the two candidates.
Okay, well, thank you very much again. So you have a good day now.
Thank you. Let's go to Holly next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello, Brother Jim. I would like to just share with you something that's been on my heart today and that I've been praying on. You know, I really pray that the Lord reveals America to be pro-life again and, you know, for the church, because even Biden himself says the soul of America is on the ballot, and he is absolutely correct. I think that if this election comes out that we've decided not to stand for the unborn and not protect religious freedom, then the Lord's judgment shall be upon us. But I've got a sense of peace in my heart today that this will be a sea of red, because we just can't sit back anymore, and we just have to keep praying. And like the caller earlier said, being salt and light, and we just have to do it, and we will, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call here today. Appreciate it from coming in from, let's see, Wisconsin here. Let's go now to our friend Courtney in Miami, Florida. Hi, Courtney. You're on the air.
God bless all you saints. I just missed y'all for 3 months, but I've been praying for the president that he hold the office, and God don't let the evilness of the Democrats in office, people that are against God. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, saints, keep praying, although you've been up to the polls and vote or mailed in. Keep praying that the others will go out and get their votes, so we're over flood with the votes for the president. We've got a good president there, and it's one thing. God puts up one and takes down another. Let's just trust God to hold this president up, and also pray that him and his whole family be saved. God bless all y'all, and I missed hearing you for 3 months. Mm. It hurt. God bless you now.
Glad you're back, Courtney. Thank you for listening, and thanks for the call. Okay, our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. See, we've got a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Your thoughts this election day. Sharon in Racine, you're on the air.
You gotta wait. Don't hold it in your hand.
Sharon, talk right into your mouth. Talk right into the phone, please. Hello, Sharon.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Yes, I want to say that I'm very, very disappointed in both the Democrats and the Republicans in forcing this vaccine onto us and the lockdown. This is the first time in my life that I'm voting Libertarian, because she would not force the vaccine on us.
Well,
That's the position.
Yeah, I've not seen any political party platform that says that we will force people to take a vaccine.
Well, they will.
They will, because they're bringing it out. The military's bringing it out.
Yeah, the military is going to be delivering it, yes, but according to President Trump, what he has stated, this is a voluntary vaccination.
Or we'll lose our right to go.
Okay, you weren't listening to what I just said, Sharon.
Or lose our right to go in a store,
mm-hmm.
That is force. And I really applaud the Germans for 100,000 out there en masse,
mm-hmm.
And the British in Trafalgar Square, thousands of them, are protesting this mm-hmm. shutdown. This is a shutdown that is to put us all into poverty.
So let me just ask you this, because we're on a break. Do you also applaud the taking of babies' lives in the womb?
No, I do not.
Okay, then you better take another look at how you're casting your vote, to stay consistent with your arguments here today. I'm up against a break. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. There is a spiritual battle going on. And in this election, it is definitely a spiritual battle. Black Lives Matter has openly admitted Patricia Kallours, the one, by the way, who said she is a trained Marxist, has admitted on an audio and a video with the Black Lives Matter founder of Los Angeles that they call up the spirits of the dead. They openly admit they even get instruction from them. They're talking to them. Well, you and I know that it's appointed unto every man to die once and then face the judgment. They're not talking to dead individuals. They're talking to demons. They openly admit they call on their spirits to empower them and even begin many of their Black Lives rally riots or whatever you want to call them, protests, with a prayer. They are involved by their own admission in a spiritual event, the spirit of darkness. Pray for America.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you how to vote, but you're talking about you not wanting to be forced for things, and yet you also say that you're against the killing of babies in the womb. But I'm looking right now at the Libertarian Party platform, and a summary of it, the Libertarian Party is pro-choice. It opposes all federal funding of abortion and most federal entitlements for women who choose to carry their pregnancies to term, including the child tax credit, opposes involuntary fraudulent sterilization, but it is a quote-unquote under reproductive rights pro-choice. They also state that LGBT rights, the party opposes the don't ask, don't tell doctrine and believes that marriage is a private contract, and the government benefits regardless of the gender of the partners. Let's go next to Milwaukee, and Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim, thanks for taking my call. I would just like to share something with the listeners. And I went to the Trump rally down in Janesville a couple weeks ago, and a couple of family members of mine went to the rally in Kenosha last night. And I want to tell you, that was the most people I've ever seen for such a short time, period event in my life. It was incredible to see the people that were there. I saw, I think it was my brother-in-law sent a video, and it was incredible to see the people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the liberal left, there's so much darkness, they won't tell you that. They won't tell you the truth, but I was just so encouraged when I saw that, and just encourage listeners to also to keep praying. I mean, the day's not over, and I tell you what, this is the most I've probably ever prayed, the hardest I've prayed in my life. And I've been praying big. You know, God is a God of the impossible. And I've been praying that California would be red. And I believe God. He's able to work in, you know, swing voters' hearts. He's able to work in even some Democratic voters who see the truth. And God is able to work in the hearts of the people of this nation. I believe him. And even though we are truly the remnant, there's not many of us Christians. I understand that. But we can wield the power of God through prayer, and I believe in that, and I believe that God's gonna win tonight. That's what I believe.
Thanks for the call here today, Steve. We've got Alan Westby. You're on the air.
Hi. It's sad to say, but the ELCA almost sounds like if they had a political platform, it would be the libertarian anymore. Quote from Phyllis Schlafly: "Speak or be spoken for." And I appreciate you taking my call, Jim.
Thank you, Al. We've got Robert in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a mention that if anybody wants to vote for Joe Biden, they need to really look at Joe Biden as a deep state puppet. A deep state puppet. I said it just like that. And you just do the research. Also, I believe that everything that he's standing on for his platform, for his homosexuality, that's against God's will. You look at that in the Bible in Genesis chapter 19, as well as even abortion. And God said that when they passed their children through the fire in the Bible, in the Old Testament, they did things that did not even enter into God's mind, as well as even the mark of the beast 666. I got an old clip that Joe Biden was encouraging one of the Supreme Court appointees to rule on the injections with Mark of the Beast 666 type computer chips.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to vote for Joe Biden, they are really blind.
Thank you, Robert, for your thoughts today. Let's go now to Albuquerque. Christopher calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just more convicted today of something that we should be convicted about every day. And on days like this or when major emergencies happen, we have no problem bending the knee.
Mm-hmm.
We, at that point, we have no problem acknowledging that God is sovereign and powerful and able to do all things, but we neglect him the rest of the time.
You're right.
And we really need to embrace every day, not just today, that we need to seek him and we need to humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We need to ask for forgiveness for our sins.
Yes.
And he said he will heal our land. But that's not just for today. We need to come with humility in sackcloth and ashes and realize that we are wicked people.
Yeah.
And in order for him to heal our land, and I feel that that should be our prayer today.
Amen.
Obviously, we need to get out there and do our part and vote. But if we expect God to move and heal our land and not give us over, we need to fix ourselves one family at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for those words, Christopher. I wholeheartedly agree with what you've shared there. It's so critical. It's not one day. It is daily that take place in our lives. I mean, the principles, again, we have, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
And that is a daily thing. He says, then I will hear. And each one of those are components for that answer to take place. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Christopher.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Manny in Maricopa, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim, quick three things. Did you see the bricks that were laid all over the nation? People are posting pictures of those. Secondly, did you see the fake Kamala Harris in Florida? And lastly, I forgot the last one, but have you heard of those two things, the bricks and then the body double of Kamala Harris?
Yeah, actually, I have not heard of the bricks being laid up around the nation. So I don't have any documentation for that, but thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
And finally, Marie calling in from Pensacola.
Yes, I just want to say something. People might not be aware of it. I know some people in my own family don't even believe it. But the Democrat Party of today is not your grandpa's party. They have become the Communist Party, and they should just go in and call themselves that. And I'm just so frustrated because some people just so already made up their minds they won't listen. You know, when you try to talk to them, they don't go find out, but they still don't believe the truth. But I just want to ask people to pray for me because I did not know I had so much anger in me. I'm so angry at this whole situation. It just should never have happened in this country.
Yeah. Marie, thank you for your call. I'm out of time on the broadcast, but thank you for sharing your thoughts. And we need to turn from anger to turn to prayer and commit these things before him. Thank you for your call. And friends, let's do that. Father, we thank you that you are sovereign, that you are in control, that nothing is too hard for you. Father, we pray that you would forgive us as a nation for the sins that we have committed and us as individuals as well. We recognize that. And Father, today we call upon your mercy upon our land here today as we consider the leader for this nation, knowing that this is just a person, but our ultimate leader is you. We know that it is righteousness that exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We commit this election to you. We pray, Father, for those that are in leadership over us, that you would guide them, give them wisdom, help them to recognize that they're accountable for the decisions that they make, accountable before Almighty God. Thank you, Father, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.